Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 1000. We're going to take a few moments, maybe a lot of moments, to acknowledge this milestone. Now, while this is the 1000th Almost Daily Podcast and sequential number, so like starting with episode one, and there are numbers that go all the way up to 1000. I've changed the format of this podcast a few times. Like I would go with date. I would take that number out, but then I would go back to it. I did interviews on here. I did all kinds of sub-series. So this podcast, actually, this is episode 1,618 that is out on the podcast directory. And what this really ultimately is an example of is just starting something and seeing where it goes. You have no idea where things are going to go. This, when I started doing this, I was recording on the Anchor app and we could only do 3-minute segments at a time. So I've talked about this. I downloaded the app for probably 6 months before I actually put anything out. And then I did record one episode. And then for the better part of 6 weeks, I didn't put another one out. And then what I had done was challenge myself to take an entire month, 30 days, and put one episode out. And I didn't even finish that. I did, I think it was like 26 days in a row. But what that had actually done is for me and this particular thing, which was just getting in the rhythm and routine of putting out solo podcast episodes, it stuck. So this, over time, just became a skill that I had because I developed it out of habit. And it has been a wonderful thing to come, you know, to really dive into, take breaks away at various times when I've needed to, and then come back to it. But I thought these were just going to be very simple takeaway tips that people could use to help them with their weight loss journey that they were on. I think that was even the words I used at the time. I don't normally call them weight loss journeys now. I call them process, right? Everything's a process. And the biggest thing with the fitness stuff is just that you're able to do it for the rest of your life. Like that's the core message. I want you to develop something that you can stick with that you actually want to do. But you know, like this has led to so many things for me, and taking the chance of putting this out has led to me taking other types of chances in life, professionally, personally. I think it's all connected. And I just, you know, one of the things I talk about a lot is I want you to not have regret. And I think that I think the regret is you have stuff that you really want to do in life. Like, you know, you want to try this. Because by the way, like, just because you want to do it before you try it doesn't mean after you get into it for a while that you're still going to want to do it. But you owe it to yourself to actually try. And so many people will spend, I mean, I told you with this, I spent months hemming and hawing before I even like started recording an episode. And I just start, don't worry about like, and frankly, the way you think it's going to go when you start is not how it's going to go. Cause you have no idea. You don't know anything before you do something. You have a theory in some cases. Maybe you watch what other people do and you think you know what their process is and you think you know how you would be able to take to a similar process, but until you start doing stuff, you're not going to know. But in all areas of your life, I just want you to be living the life that is by your own design, one that you're not going to look back on and say, man, I really regret that choice, whatever it is. And not even, and when I say regretting the choice, not just the choice, but like continuing to live by a series of choices that you thought were going to lead to a fulfilling life that really didn't. And that can cover every single area of your life, right? Right? Like that can be your line of work. That could be all of your, every personal relationship that you have. like, you just, I just want you to take the chance on yourself, because regardless of how it goes, you're going to find out about yourself. You're going to find out, like, how resilient you actually are in this particular area of your life. And it's not always that maybe you think you're better than you actually are. Sometimes you're going to surprise yourself in the best way possible. You really don't know until you get into something, and then things change. Life is not a series of rules that we follow, and because we know the outcome and where things are headed, we have absolutely no idea. We like to think that if we have structures and systems and plans, that we're going to know how to handle every, like, the curveballs that are thrown at us. The curveballs will knock you upside down, inside out all the time. I absolutely think we need to have systems and structures. And yeah, I don't like to look at them as rules, because I think rules are very rigid, but I think we do need to have systems and structures for our day-to-day, like, for our day-to-day stuff, right? For the stuff that we have, that we perceive we're in control of. But it's funny, like, there's a lot of stuff that we take for granted that absolutely could be flipped upside down in a moment's notice. But by the same token, there's also, if we don't ever really push ourselves to take action in a direction that we want to take, there's also, you know, this feeling of helplessness, or what many would call a victim mentality, that, oh, I can't do, like, you have the things that you want to do, but, oh, in your mind, you're like, I can't do that because of X, Y, Z, right? Because somebody's keeping you down, something is keeping you down, or that you want to do it, but you got to do all this research until you can get to a certain level before you can do the thing. And meanwhile, I will tell you guys, like, there's a lot of research, and there's a lot of knowledge and testing that has to happen, and a lot of you're going to have thoughts and, I guess, a hypothesis of how things are going to go. It's very good to be very specific about how you want things to go or how you think they're going to go, but your ego is keeping it in your head, where you've got this absolute way of looking at something that is going to be completely different than how it actually goes when you put yourself out there. And many people, because their ego would be bruised by that, like, it would hurt their ego. Like, their identity is baked into, I'm going to be this type of person one day, or, you know, the entire world works this way. This is against me. This is against me. This is for certain people, but it doesn't work for me. And then putting themselves out there and taking the chance on themselves. Again, like I said, you're going to learn about yourself. And when you learn about yourself, a lot of the stuff that you have held near and dear to your heart, in many cases, the stuff that you have wrapped your identity around, you'll find out isn't true. And you're going to reconcile this in your head and at some point in your life. I just want you to do it when you're at a point where you can still do something about it. I don't want it to be decades from now, and who knows how old you're going to be. And it's really not even so much as age, because the thing is you can start a number of things much later in life than you think. It's not about age, but it's about, like, at that point, will it really be too late, because you haven't put yourself out there and tried, and you at that point feel like it has passed you by. Or you don't have the drive now, but you don't have the drive because you have talked yourself out of it. And then you think back to all the years and decades that you didn't try the thing, and that's the kind of regret. That, I believe, is the regret I know it's the regret that scares me, but I think it's the regret that a lot of people are going to experience. And I don't want that for you. So whatever thing it is that you want to do, I really hope that you take the next step, especially if it's something that you've been sitting on for a very long time. And I think if you talk to people, we all have things that we sat on for years that we really wanted to do, but for whatever reason, and you've got your reasons as to why up to this point it hasn't been done, but like we have our reasons as to why up to that point we haven't done it. And at some point you make the decision to move forward on it or you don't. And then you really do get to a point where you run out of time, and I don't want you to run out of time. I think we change things when we're ready. I think we take action when we're ready. I just hope that hearing this message and realizing that, hey, man, you really don't know what it's going to lead to. And it might be the best thing that ever happened to you. Now, it may not seem like the best thing right away. There might be ups and downs for months, years, however long. But when you look back on your life, because again, we're all going to look back at our life. I think one, you'll be glad that you put yourself out there and took the chance to do the things professionally, personally, whatever that you wanted to do. And then you're going to see how your life worked out. And it may be in a completely different way than that thing that you were trying. And you're at least going to look at it and say, yeah, I did it the way that I wanted to do it. So a lot of stuff there. I know, you know, if approval seeking has been a thing for you, that's one of the toughest things to get past and do this stuff. I totally, you know, I get it. I don't want you to have any regrets. So that's what's going on. And again, I'll tell you what, I'm just recording this video first. When you guys are hearing it, I'm actually recording it on, this is Tuesday. So I got a few days before it actually came out on the podcast. If you're watching on the website, it's out now, right? Like the podcast is scheduled and you're watching the video now, or you're watching it in the archive. But I'll tell you what, as far as today with me recording it, I have set times that I try to do my work, and I've got a little bit of extra time on that, but I'm basically just going to take a moment and, you know, take some extra time here and really soak in the fact that this podcast has made it to 1,000 almost daily episodes. Thank you for all the support, all the encouragement. Thank you for continuing to listen. I know some of you have been with me since the very beginning, and I appreciate that. And we're just going to continue moving forward. I mean, you see between your level fitness and everything that is tied to my name, tied to Daryl Perry, there's a lot more here than when this podcast started. So I'm excited. We're going to see where everything goes, but let's keep moving forward and see what happens. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.